Unit 82, the tests of all tests. You have read about the Arabian horse. It was developed by the Arabs for the use of the desert. It was bred to function under some of the harshest conditions in the world. Centuries of patient breeding were needed. Bloodlines were passed on from generation to generation of breeders. The armies of Arabia used the horse for combat. Camels were used for patrol duty. Horses were chosen with great care. Over months, they were put through one test after another. One test was to respond to the ear-piercing sounds of an ancient Arabian horn. The sound had to pierce the din and tumult of battle. The horn of battle was used in the final, most important test. For this final test, the horses were put into a strong wooden corral. The corral was at the top of a long, sloping hill. At the bottom of the hill was a freshwater lake. The horses were not fed, nor were they given any water. Horses became almost crazed with thirst. They threw themselves at the logged corral and tried to break out. The corral was much too high to jump. Finally, the horses were judged to be at the breaking point. Then the broad gate suddenly swung open. The herd exploded out of the corral. They practically flew down the slope. Their nostrils were smelling and their tongues tasting the water. The trainers watched intently. Before the first nose broke the surface of water, the horn shrilled. It shrilled the most feared call of all. It was the fateful sound of recall. Only some horses galloped back. Only some horses' lips never touched the water. Only those were the horses that passed the final test. Only those were the horses that were kept. Only those would be entrusted with the lives of the fearless Bedouin.